Shalom and good morning, saints. So today we want to look at how can I overcome? How can the stronghold standing in my way be pulled down? And here is something strange. In the world, political leaders have to prepare war strategies. They have to depend on how strong their arsenals are. But we have something strange, yet a great blessing in the promises of God. And this is what we read in Psalm 33, verse 16 to 17. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An host is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. And that is something very beautiful, to know that these strongholds can be so destructive, so terrible, so strong and powerful, yet the first and most important thing that is required of you is to know that you can never pull down a stronghold by your strength or by your imaginations or by therapies the world can lay before you. The first step is a complete rest, to know that it is not by your strength. And we read of this again in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 6. In the times of Zechariah, Israel had a stronghold to deal with. They tried to contend around the problem, but to no avail. They were surrounded by enemies, and really it seemed there was no hope. Whatever they could do, it only resulted into more frustrations, more confrontations, and it seemed the work of God was going nowhere. They tried to rebuild the city, but there was so much opposition. There was so much resistance to whatever good they were trying to do. But here, God gave a word through the prophet Zechariah. We find this in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. So my brother, my sister, I don't know what situation you are in or what mountain you are contending with. The message I have for you is what you need is grace. And whatever that mountain is, it may seem impossible. It may seem like all your efforts have failed. But here is something from God's word. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. But then, how shall we receive that victory which comes by the Spirit of God, which comes by grace? We read over in the book of Joshua how they were about to experience the manifestation of a fulfillment of a promise. God told them they would possess this promised land. And now after crossing the Jordan, there was Jericho. It had its high walls, very fortified. It was a stronghold in the region. And it had soldiers. It had a powerful army. It had its barracks. But when you look at Israel, these were simple people. The only strength they had was resting on the promises of God. And so, let us conclude with reading Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. We see what God did for this nation of Israel. And it came to pass, Joshua 5, verse 13, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, a thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. So we can read so much about the victory which happened when the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, and how the Israelites were able to take over the city of Jericho. But you know where the secret was? Before all those dramatic things happened, there was this quiet, secret encounter Joshua had with the Lord. You know, the secret to the victory lay in meeting that commander of the armies. That commander, that captain of the host of the Lord had he had his sword drawn in his hand. The victory lay in that sword. Not in the physical weapons the Israelites had. The secret lay in what that captain was doing. Now, whatever that captain was doing in drawing his sword, signifying victory for Jerusalem and judgment on Jericho, Joshua needed to get the instructions from that captain. No matter how many promises God had given to Joshua, he needed that secret place where he had a spiritual encounter, because victory starts in that spiritual realm, not in the physical realm. In the physical realm, if that is where your whole warfare gets fought, you fight blindly. You wear out your strength with frustrations and despair. But you know what? When Joshua came out of that spiritual encounter, he had joy, he had strength, because God had assured him of that, because he had an encounter. And you know what he was later instructed? Your people need to circle around Jericho. What kind of a military strategy is that? They looked as fools just going around, moving around that mighty city. What strength was in that? What logic was in that? What power was in that? To the world, that was absolute nonsense. But the power of that lay in obedience, resting on the word of God. And you know what? When they moved around the first marching, imagine how boring that was. Imagine how that felt like a routine which doesn't do anything. But they needed to march a second time. They need to do it. They needed to do it a third time. Dear friends, our victory lies in resting in the presence of God, resting on His word, resting on what His mighty hand can do for you today. As you begin your day, may you have it in you to know that it's not by your might, it's not by your strength, but it's by the providence of the grace of God. Shalom, and may God bless you as you reflect on these words. Amen.